This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Frady.
All right, good morning. Still a tad loud. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be, it will be the world according to Second Call Defense on Wednesday again, as it is every Wednesday, unless I'm not working Wednesday, with Sean Maloney. That's coming up in the next hour. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Does everybody remember why I call him Buffalo Barack? That's Buffalo as in Buffalo Bill, as in it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. That Buffalo, constantly trying to change the world. He held a news conference in Paris, and he was asked about the recent shooting at a Planned Parenthood center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which is clearly the work of somebody who is sort of unhinged. Mr. Sensitivity, though, he was sensitive. He got out there and said, I say this every time we've got one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries, him saying this in Paris. That left, they just witnessed a gigantic mass shooting. A terrorist attack mass shooting left 130 people dead. He added that the U.S. devotes enormous resources in preventing terrorist attacks at home and abroad. Of course, that's a mutual interest we share with our allies. He also added, we have the power to do more than prevent what is just a regular process of gun homicides. Here's the thing. And we can talk about this every time one of these yahoos says one of these stupid things. We're going to talk about the smear that happens every time as well. There is no regular process of gun homicide. Since last year, they've gone down 3.9%. And depending on your source, where it's the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which is part of the DOJ, that noted that firearm-related homicides have dropped 39% between 1993 and 2010, or the Pew Research Center, which noted that gun homicides dropped 49% between 1993 and 2010. Either way, the trend is the same. Gun violence is down, along with non-fatal gun victimizations. There is no gun violence epidemic. Second, was the president alluding that the Planned Parenthood shooting, which this was not a Planned Parenthood shooting. This was a shooting that used the Planned Parenthood building to me, it's a little symbolic because normally when people go into Planned Parenthood, people die while they're, babies die. So this guy went into Planned Parenthood, which is where's my little, there it is. Here's Planned Parenthood for you.
Of course not. This is a lovely room of death. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
There you go. There's Planned Parenthood. And he meted out some death. But there was nobody shot in Planned Parenthood. There was nobody that was there with Planned Parenthood. Two of the people that were murdered were there to support people at Planned Parenthood. I don't think this guy knew that. We don't know if this was an act of domestic terrorism, although I sort of doubt it considering the player. Law enforcement officials have not pinpointed a motive, whereas ISIS specifically said their attack in Paris was due to France's intervention in Syria and for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. They also called the city the capital of abomination and perversion. These are political aims in which violence was used to influence the wider audience by targeting innocent civilians to possibly achieve their goals. Terrorism can or could come in the form of mass shootings, but not all mass shootings are acts of terrorism. Moms Demand Action seem to have a problem differentiating between the two. After the Charleston shooting that left 9 people dead this past summer, the president once again mentioned that this sort of violence only occurs in America. He said, but let's be clear, at some point we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency. Kyle Becker of the Independent Journal was able to find a chart on mass shootings from the members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. While the website is now defunct, he was able to obtain a screenshot. When you get out of the United States, and when you look at the population and the number of shootings, like for example, in Norway, there were 77 rampage shooting fatalities from 2009 to 2013 with highly restrictive firearm regulations. And that came out of one incident. That was the Brevik. The Brevik incident. There was 8. 2 in Finland. 2 in Switzerland. 38 in the United States in that 4-year period. However, when you look at the populations of these countries, which are, you know, the highest one there is $81 million. Yeah, that's about right. 81 million people. That's Germany. When you look at their population versus ours, we're, you know, nearly 4 times as many people as they have there. In Germany, as an example, they had 3 shootings, which has highly restrictive gun regulations there. Belgium, which is the only other permissive one listed here, had 1. Death per capita. We come in, let's see, Finland is number 1. then comes Israel and Switzerland. Then comes Slovakia and Norway. Then comes the United States, then comes Belgium, the Netherlands and Canada, Germany, and then France, which had 1 shooting. We're actually number 7 when it comes down to everything altogether. Now, Becker also cited Security Magazine, which commented on the OECD chart between January 1st, 2009 and December 21st, 2013, there were 413 fatalities from mass shootings in the 34 member states of the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. For the 5-year period of 2008-2012, there were 373 spree shooting fatalities. So, you know, our mass shooting deaths in 2012-2013, they dropped from 2012, 93 to 68 in 2013. Another thing one might note, the top 5 countries for mass shootings per capita, all have restrictive gun policies. So mass shootings do happen in places other than the United States. And right now, Mr. President, you're at the site of one of them, with the hard bonus of it also having served as a scar of international terrorism. Despite your absurd declaration that ISIS was contained, you failed to march with them. No wonder you're so sensitive. When we get back, we're going to talk about the smear. on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. While I'm thinking about it, for those of you that are in the Google Hangout and those of you watching on YouTube, I was asked a question yesterday on the video about why there's non-lock and load content during the play of the show. And that's because because this is a syndicated radio show with Genesis Communications, and Genesis also runs their spots on there. This is a business relationship between I and they. So that's all that's about. That's all there is to it. Really true. John Stossel, he is a New York I think he terms himself as a libertarian, which, you know, I really want to ask what that is as well in some cases. And on his TV show this past week, he interviewed anti-gun activist Leah Barrett, who wants stricter gun laws, of course. He pointed out that most states loosen gun laws, let people carry guns. 29 peer-reviewed studies examined the effect. 18 found less crime. 10 found no difference, and only one found an increase. Barrett snapped, which studies? John Lotz? His research has been totally discredited. Discredited. This is a word that the anti-gun activists use a lot. It's as if they speak from the same playbook. Coming from every town, Lott is a widely discredited ideologue. Completely discredited is how he's described at the John Hopkins Center for Gun Policy. Salon says Lott was discredited in the early 2000s. Media Matters for America called Lott discredited at least 40 times. So how was he discredited? Barrett says he claims his data was lost on his hard drive. Well, go recreate it. He hasn't been able to, but that's not entirely true. His More Guns, Less Crime study has been replicated often, including by the National Research Council and even some critics. After a hard drive crash, he did lose data that supported a lesser point. 98% of the time, people only need to point a gun at a criminal, get him to back down. But he did replicate that survey. He got 95%, close results for statistical purposes. That data is posted on his group's website and available for anyone who wants it. Barrett continued her smear. Lott actually impersonated a student to say what a great professor he is. And that's actually true. On the internet, Lott once posed as a student to praise his own course. Dumb, yeah. Deceitful, too. But it doesn't discredit his research. You may get out there and say, well, if he's such an upstanding guy, why would he feel the need to do that? I know lots of very upstanding people that are very insecure. I may be biased here. Okay, because I look at his research and I look at the way he approaches these things. And this is a guy that if the data went the other way, he would be out there trumpeting gun control. That's the scary part of it. It doesn't surprise me the data goes the way it does because overall we're pretty good people. One of John Lott's children works for John Stossel, and He also claims he might be a little bit biased, but when he looks at the facts, he concludes that Lott is right. His critics, instead of arguing facts, however, smear him. Sometimes it reaches levels of the absurd. Jonah Peretti, founder of BuzzFeed, impersonated Lott on a website he set up called Ask John Lott. When people emailed the site, Peretti wrote back pretending to be Lott and saying that he didn't support certain gun controls. After legal action, he took down the site and apologized. But BuzzFeed recently ran an article claiming that Lott pressured a stalking victim into talking to the media about why she wanted a gun. They ignored the screenshots that Lott sent them of text exchanges showing that the woman said she wanted to talk to the media. Lott isn't the only smear victim. This is a liberal thing. Getting out there and smearing people. Many academics who don't toe the leftist line also get attacked. Climatologist Judith Curry was popular in academic circles when she assumed that global warming was a big problem. Then she looked deeper into the research and expressed some doubts, and suddenly Judith became a climate misinformer who made assertions unsupported by evidence with an irresponsible level of sloppiness. Climate Progress founder Joe Rahm wrote that Curry abandoned science. Congressmen demanded that her university investigate her funding. Curry told Stossel that she only dared speak out against the leftist mob because she has tenure and is near retirement. Professors without tenure often lose their jobs. John Lott was pushed out of Yale and Wharton and the University of Chicago. Now he runs a group called the Crime Prevention Research Center. To fend off the smears, he refuses all funding from gun makers, which, you know, is what they claim that... they claim that the NRA, that's what the NRA does, that all of the money from that the NRA has comes from gun makers. As if, you know. John Stossel shows his northeasterness by saying, I grew up assuming that more guns meant more crime and gun control would save lives. Lott showed that the facts don't support that assumption. Now even some leftists admit that. A New York Times op-ed said even gun control advocates acknowledge a larger truth. The law that barred the sale of assault weapons from 1994 to 2004 made little difference. It's also a myth that gun owners are more likely to hurt themselves and protect themselves. There were 505 accidental gun deaths in 2003. But surveys estimate the guns are used for self-defense somewhere between 100,000 and 2 million times a year. It's counterintuitive, but it's true. More guns lead to less crime. That's the other northeasterly thing he says. He is absolutely factually correct on everything he was talking about as far as with Leah Barrett and all of the things he's looked at and debunked. The problem that I have is that with, you know, conservatism and libertarianism and all these other isms that are out there, they seem to have a problem depending on where they come from. And in the case of John Stossel, who, you know, he's on Fox News. Fox News is in New York. Fox News is in New York. It is not counterintuitive to think that your fellow man is good. I hate to tell you that. Now, for people from New York, maybe that's counterintuitive. But the problem here for me is that these guys get out here and they've got this outlet. And they're making these statements, like, counterintuitive. And that's just patently wrong. That's just patently wrong. I mean, our history is pretty good. We have aberrations, no doubt about it. But we're pretty good. We're going to be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Barack Obama has gotten out there and said that enough is enough. And this is, you know, he's overseas right now. He doesn't have a lot of pushback. Everything that he's trying to do, he's looking for this weather, this climate thing, which the Senate's telling him they'll block him. The Republicans are telling him they will block him. Depending on which poll you listen to, like the November 5 national survey, where they're claiming that 52% of respondents said they support stricter gun laws. The number who said they supported gun control was smaller, so I don't really know how they come up with that. In light of all that, the question has to be asked amongst the not informed, okay? Can gun control work? And James Jacobs, the director of Center for Research in Crime and Justice at New York University School of Law, has written that study and discusses what he sees as the challenges facing those who would like to change the country's approach to gun violence and gun law. One of the questions he asks is, what is one of the most common misunderstandings about gun control? There's many. There's so many that it's hard to know where to begin. For one, we need to remember that we've had a remarkable decrease in violent crime and gun crime since the early 1990s, even though the number of firearms has increased by about 10 million every year since then. There's no simple correspondence between the number of firearms in private hands and the amount of gun crime. And it seems somewhat strange that there seems to be a perception that things are worse than ever, when in reality, they're better now than they've been for decades. You got Brazil seeking to copy our gun culture, Panama, Russia. And most of the gun-related deaths are suicide, not murders. There's twice as many suicides in the U.S. by guns as there are homicides. And most people would find that very surprising when they get out there and all of these politicians are constantly telling them about the 33,000 people that died due to gun violence. Suicide is not gun violence. Perhaps the most common misperception of all, and the point that I like to underline time and time again, is that there's no simple effective policy to reduce gun crime. That is just there for the asking as long as we have the political will to do it. That solution doesn't exist. Very hard to find an initiative that would that is implementable and enforceable that would make any kind of impact on gun crime. Of course, one of the things, the low-hanging fruit for them, is the assault weapon ban. Would that help prevent mass shootings? The people that want these things banned in most cases are either totalitarians or they have no idea what they are and they believe that these weapons are uniquely dangerous or the same as a fully automatic weapon. They are not. Semi-automatic rifles, or as they call them, assault weapons, or at least the ones available to civilians, are like all semi-automatics and fire one round with each pull of the trigger. What makes an assault weapon different than a regular rifle are the cosmetic military-like features, such as a bayonet mount or a pistol grip and so forth, none of which have any real functional significance unless, of course, you start fixing bayonets and gutting people with them. Assault weapons are not more powerful, they do not shoot more rounds, and they do not shoot faster. We would not be a safer society if we could eliminate all of them, because people could substitute for them non-assault weapons that are exactly the same. This is coming out of New York State, by the way. President Obama has held Australia and England as examples of gun control reducing gun violence. Would their policies work here in the U.S.? The U.K. has gone the furthest in restricting the private ownership of guns. Shotguns and rifles are only permitted to those who can pass through an arduous police-administered licensing process. And after the 1996 massacre in Dunblane, Scotland, ownership of handguns is prohibited. But the U.K.'s policy could not work in the U.S. because we have a Constitution, we have a Second Amendment, and we have a Supreme Court decision that guarantees the right of Americans to keep and bear arms in their home for lawful purposes. So we cannot have a prohibition of private ownership of firearms. That's coming out from a constitutional scholar, by the way. Australia had a gun buyback program and prohibited new purchases of many types of guns. We've tried that here, and they have been unsuccessful. People do not wish to sell their guns to the government, and those who do almost invariably sell old guns so they can get the money and buy new guns. Another popular proposed policy is mandating background checks for private sales. Would that be an effective way to reduce gun crime? The good Professor Jacobs thinks that requiring background checks for all gun sales, period, would be a good idea in principle. The problem is implementing and enforcing such a system. There is no universal registry of firearms, so if the police were to arrest somebody and try to prosecute whoever sold them their gun without the required check, there's no way to verify who the seller was or when the sale took place. To have an effective system of regulating private sales, you would need a registry, and the idea of a registry is, you know, for the gun-owning community, is just not going to happen because they see a registration system as a precursor to a general confiscation, which it was in the UK and has been in other countries as well. But even if we could politically will a gun registry into existence, it's unlikely that it would work. The few states where that we have a requirement that assault weapons be registered, no more than 10% of the owners of them have generally gone through the registration process, meaning that 90% at least of the people don't register. Other countries have also had difficult times making registration work. The Canadians registered handguns since the 1930s. In 1993, they initiated shotgun and long gun registration. A lot of criticism. In 2012, they scrapped the program and destroyed the registry. That might give people pause for thought about the feasibility of a registration program. Another problem with background checks is surveys of inmates show overwhelmingly that criminals obtain guns on the black market or the gray market. Almost no prison inmates say they went to a licensed dealer and filled out forms. And why would they do that? Even the lowest estimates show 30% of U.S. households own at least one firearm, making it easy for someone banned from purchasing a gun to obtain one from a friend, family member, or fellow criminal who already has one. Politicians on both sides of the gun control debate have supported doing more to keep guns away from the mentally ill. Would that work? Seems sensible, but building a policy around that is more complicated than you might think. The federal law says that a person who has never been involuntarily committed to a mental hospital or has been found by a court to be mentally defective is prevented from buying a firearm, but that would disqualify a very small number of people. Oh, okay. I read that wrong. If we wanted to get past that, we'd have to expand the definition of who is mentally ill, which is exactly what Obama wants to do. No easy task, and even if we did, the government would have a difficult time getting mental illness data on individuals because many in the mental health community strongly oppose these types of control. So what's the most effective thing Professor Jacobs thinks can be done to reduce gun violence? Well, profiling is what he comes up with. He says we need to look at people most likely to commit gun crimes. So you're looking at drug dealers and gang members and people who are engaged in violent crime in the past and the areas in which they operate. We should also draw a line in the sand, a serious red line, that if you commit a gun crime, you're going to do a lot of prison time. The policy is uncontroversial, and we can work off that consensus. Profiling. I don't have a problem with that. I'm sure the Democrats would. When we get back, we're going to talk about why they actually did shut off the flow of money going to the CDC back in the day on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. History is not always written by the people who win. This past November 20th, a letter to the Labor, Health, Human Services, and Education Appropriations Subcommittee, House Democrats urged repeal of the 1996 ban on funding for gun control advocacy at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nowhere does the letter mention the abuse of authority and misuse of tax dollars that prompted Congress to act. Signed by San Francisco Bay Area Representative Jackie Speier, or Spire, whatever, and several dozen other Democrats, the letter drips faux outrage, Speier claimed in a publicity statement. It's time to end this ludicrous ban that prevents our nation's top minds from figuring out how to shield our communities from gun violence. That drips with audacity. And it is an entirely false assertion that ignores the mountains of firearms research done since the ban, including one study done in 2013 by the CDC at the direction of President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Nearly 20 years later, House Democrats seem confident that memories have faded, and media reports on the whole affair have strangely avoided any mention of the CDC's past wrongdoing. So let's set the record straight. Let it be heard today. I was one of three medical doctors, This coming from one of three medical doctors. What are the names? Okay. Three medical doctors testified before the House Labor, Health, Human Services, and Education Appropriations Subcommittee on March 6, 1996 about the misdeeds of the CDC. Remember, this was the first year, I believe, right after the Republicans had taken control of Congress, primarily due to the fact of the assault weapon ban, the omnibus crime bill, the Brady Law, all that stuff came into being during this particular time. And this is what the committee found. Dr. Arthur Kellerman's 1993 New England Journal of Medicine article that launched his career as a rock star gun control advocate and gave rise to the much-repeated three-times fallacy, his research was supported by two CDC grants. Kellerman and his colleagues used the case control method traditionally on an epidemiology research tool to claim that having a gun in the home triples the risk of being a homicide victim. In the article, he admitted that a majority of the homicides, 50.9, occurred in the context of a quarrel or a romantic triangle. Still another 30% were related to drug dealing or occurred during the commission of another felony, such as robbery, rape, or burglary. In summary, the CDC funded a flawed study of crime-prone inner-city residents who had been murdered in their homes. The authors then tried to equate this wildly unrepresentative group with typical American gun owners. The committee members were not, you know, the kind of stuff that happens in Baltimore doesn't happen in Des Moines. The winter 1993 CDC official publication, Public Health Policy Preventing Violence, co-authored by CDC official Dr. Mark Rosenberg. This taxpayer-funded gun control polemic offered two strategies for preventing firearm injuries. Restrictive licensing, for example, only police, military guards, and so on, and prohibit gun ownership. The brazen comments of top CDC officials made at a time when gun prohibitionists were pretty much more candid about their political goals. Let's see, who is this? O'Carroll, acting section head of Division of Injury Control, CDC, said, "We're going to systematically build a case that owning firearms causes deaths. We're doing the most we can, given the political realities." Dr. O'Carroll later said he had been misquoted, but his successor, Dr. Mark Rosenberg, was quoted in the Washington Post as wanting his agency to create a public perception of firearms as dirty, deadly, and banned. This coming out of an article called Sick People with Guns from the Washington Post. CDC did a grant to the Trauma Foundation, a San Francisco gun control advocacy group, supporting a newsletter that, believe it or not, advocated gun control. They advised advocates to organize a picket at gun manufacturing sites and work for campaign finance reform to weaken the gun lobby's political clout. Not surprisingly, the full committee report for the 1997 appropriations bill contained a limitation to prohibit the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control at the Centers of Disease Control from engaging in any activities to advocate or promote gun control. Further, the committee warned the CDC officials that it does not believe that it is the role of the CDC to advocate or promote policies to advance gun control initiatives or to discourage responsible private gun ownership. So, contrary to Representative Spears, whatever her name is, tale of great minds shackled and research suppressed, Congress told the CDC to stop advocating for gun control. To reasonable minds, that is not at all controversial. Congress should ignore the tricksters and continue holding the CDC to its submission of objective research, not pushing for gun control. And we just had a study come from them 2 years ago. A recent study where Obama called for that study. I think it was Executive Action 16, 17, or 18. I can't remember what it was. And the study never got talked about because in the study, they upped the ante. They said that guns are used in self-defense 3 million times a year. Click and Lot only went to 2.5 million. CDC came out and said, oh, yeah, 3 million. And, oh, yeah, the armed civilian is very effective and very good and doesn't break any laws. But we got to have, we already got John Hopkins. Bloomberg bought John Hopkins, and he gets out there, wanting another study, and he buys another study, and John Hopkins gets out there and says, okay, Mikey, what do you want this study to say? Guns cause cancer. Okay, if you own guns, you're going to get cancer. For men, should it be testicular? You know, that kind of thing. The fact that the Democrats are out there quite brazenly making these kind of demands, these guys, they have a mental illness. They don't recognize the fact they've been rejected. They don't understand the fact that their president threw them under the bus and rolled over their heads and then backed up over their heads and then rolled back over their heads, and he's making a loop around the track and he's coming again. They don't understand how bad their party has been battered and damaged. And they're out there making these demands and saying that if these studies would be done, it would make our community safer. That's just simply not true. As long as you're going to have gun-free zone bastions of immorality, like Baltimore and like New York and most of Chicago, even though they have concealed carry there, where they just finally fired Jerry McCarthy. This is a guy who should never have been police superintendent. He finally got fired over this shooting of this kid. They got shot 16 times. I'm not going to, you know, the kid had a knife in his hands. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I know everybody's in an uproar. Black Lives Matter and everything. Unless it's in Africa or unless it's in inner city Chicago, that kid's life matters, but not the rest of them, you know. It's very confusing to try to keep track of all this stuff. I feel like I'm rambling sometimes. So, yeah, that's them wanting to get some more CDC goodness. They, you know. Oh, gosh. But, hey, you know. And you know what? President Barack Obama got out there and signed some pro-gun legislation the other day when he signed the NDAA. He did. Obama doesn't even read what he's out there for. He's just constantly, if it's not on the teleprompter, he doesn't know it. If it's not on the teleprompter, he doesn't know it. This is a guy that's stupid enough to get up there in France and say in France, well, you know, we're the only ones that have this kind of shooting. Which is, let's see, the shooting started in November 13th. They've been having this stuff going. Anyway, they've had Charlie Hebdo, and now they've had this. Never happens anywhere but the United States, right, Buffalo Barack? Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.